worried. The Ratnaswamy is bringing all these people from Bombay. They sit in air-conditioned offices all day long. Air-conditioned houses. What would they do? So he brought so many air-conditioners. But you know, those air-conditioners, they always drip, you know. Especially up and down. So anyway, also, Nirmal Chand Goswami, who's the Saivite of Radha Damodar, he brought some Mahaprasad for all of us. So we'll speak a little bit, and then we can have two boxes here. One we can give for the ladies to distribute. Somebody pass it over. And one we'll distribute here. So anyway, as you can tell by the name, Seva Kunj. Now what is Kunj? Because I was there in your Bombay, and I saw many, many tall trees, like those palm trees and at Juhu, you know, they went straight up and up and up and up and up and up. And all the trees I saw, they went up and up and up. But our trees here in Vrindavan, they try to go up. But they're melting in Krishna Prem, so they just come down. They go up and then they come down, then they try to go up again and they come down. We go to Sevakunj, you'll see some trees are just lying there on the ground thinking about Krishna. They got their elbow, they're just lying there. So when they go up and they come down, that makes like a little room. So that is called Kunj. The gopis decorate it with nice little flowers and they make a nice carpet. You think if you have a nice wall-to-wall carpet there in your flat in Bombay, you'd be very proud. But it's just some synthetic fiber that collects dust. But the gopikas, they have, what is Krishna's carpet, wall-to-wall carpet in his Kunj? Sometimes madhavi, sometimes jasmine, sometimes mogra, sometimes kamal, sometimes malati, like that. So many different types of, this is Krishna's wall-to-wall carpet in his Kunj. So in this whole Vrindavan, just like 2 weeks ago almost, was Ras Purnima. So in this whole Vrindavan, when we go on Vrindavan Prikama outside Vrindavan, the whole Vrindavan area, they were doing Ras Lila. This time of year, the Shara season, Ras Lila is taking place. In Basant, Ras Lila takes place on the side of Govardhan. So when they were tired, then they came to this little Kunj in Seva Kunj. And there, as Maharaj was saying, that the whole, that we've come here to Braj, and if we can do seva, if we do service, that is very, very auspicious. We should be in that serving mood. Because here, even Thakurji, Lord Krishna himself, he is doing service. In Seva Kunj, he was massaging the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. Because she was very tired from dancing and dancing, so he was doing, even Thakurji himself was doing service. So that is the whole mood of Vrindavan. We should get into that serving mood. Not that I'm going to be the first to get through the doorway. We should help each other get through the doorway. We should come in this serving mood. Because that is the mood. That is the real mood of Vrindavan, is service. So we'll go, if we're very fortunate, as Goswamiji was saying, that it used to remain open all day long up till 6 or 7. Because after the evening aarti, and they shut it, even the monkeys, even these rascal monkeys don't stay there. So they say, and they've told that anyone who stays there, either he's dead or mad in the morning. I know one person who stayed there. It was a Parthasarthi, some Cuban-born devotee in Miami. He hid in the kunjas and covered himself with leaves. He fell asleep. He doesn't remember anything. He just remembers that he suddenly found himself halfway to Krishna Balaram Mandir, and he had no idea how he got out of the Kunj. He didn't know how he even got to that point on the street. Just suddenly he found himself walking toward Krishna Balaram Mandir. Now some people in Miami think that he's crazy, so. But anyway, even the monkeys leave at night. They have this very, very beautiful place. It's one place where they've kept the forest. This is also Seva Kunj. But only a few little trees are here. You'll go there, you'll see the original Vrindavan forest they've kept in that place. So hopefully it's open. We'll go and try and see. After that, huh? Oh, they're telling us it's closed. So some other, maybe in the evening portion of this Prikama, we'll be able to go there and see that place. So now we'll go down to the Jamuna. This Jamuna...
Go down to the Keshi Ghat.
Rupa Goswami has warned us that you should not go to this place.
Why shouldn't I go?
Why shouldn't you go? Because if you go there, there's a very young boy, blackish in complexion, and he's got these beautiful lotus petal eyes. And in those eyes, he has nectar, he has poison, and he has wine. There's these very beautiful whites in his eyes, just like nectar. You see that, you'll just become illusioned completely with that nectar. He's got this reddish in the corners of his eyes, it's reddish like wine. You'll just become intoxicated if you drink that reddish. And those in the center, there's a little black eyeball. It's just like poison. If that poison enters into your heart, then your society, friendship, and love, everything is finished. So our Supreme Acharya, Rupa Goswami, has warned us not to go there. You're going to get in trouble with the executive committee of the GBC for going there. But we're going to go there. So we'll go down to Keshi Ghat, where the Jamuna is flowing very nicely. Jamuna, she's the daughter of the sun god, Surya Putri Jamuna. Sun god's wife's name was Sangha. Sangha means consciousness. When we see the sun, then we become conscious, awareness. Sangha means like awareness. Yeah, we become aware of everything. So naturally, that is the wife of the sun, Sangha. But he was so bright that when he approached her, she shut her eyes. He became very angry. Because when I approached her, you shut your eyes like this, you will get a son who will make everyone shut his eyes. And everyone will be afraid of your son. Then she fell on his feet, "Oh Swami, please forgive me, what can I do? You're so bright and you're shining and like that, what can I do?" So then he said, "Well, I can't take back the curse, but anyway, you will get a daughter who will free everyone from the fear of your son." So she gave birth to Yam and Yami. Yamaraj and Yamuna. They're brother and sister. You'll see, 2 days after Diwali, especially all the Gujaratis, they will all go to Vishram Ghat, brother and sister together, and take bath. As Yam Dvitiya, Baiduj, they call Baiduj. So she's Surya Putri, Jamuna, Banu Nandini, also known Banu Nandini. Because she comes down on top of that Kalinda mountain, therefore her name is Kalindi, or Kalinda Nandini, or even more sweet, Kalindagiri Nandini. And our Rupa Goswami, he writes in his Jamunastaka, he's given very sweet name, Aravinda Bandhu Nandini. Aravinda Bandhu Nandini. Aravinda means? Lotus. Aravinda Bandhu. Bandhu, just like in English we say bond. Bandhu means friend. So who's a friend of all the lotus flowers? I'll give you a hint. When the moon comes out, every lotus flower shuts his face. He doesn't like to see the moon. So sun, when sun comes and every lotus flower opens his face like a big smile, becomes very happy. So Aravinda Bandhu Nandini, the daughter of the friend of all the lotus flowers, Surya Putri Jamuna. Aravinda Bandhu Nandini. He says, Ramyati raram bhamana go kadamba bhushita divya gandhava kadamba pusparaja rushita. Ramyati ra, tira we know means bank. And she has ramani banks. Ramyati ra, very lovely banks. Ramyati ra ram bhamana go kadamba. Kadamba means in Sanskrit big group. Group anyway, group. So which group? Go kadamba of cows, groups of cows. What are they doing? Rambamana. And the person I know who can describe Rambamana to you is Maharaj. Rambamana means they're all little groups of cows are walking on her banks. Rambamana means. Bhushita. Bhushita. Bhushita, you know, means ornaments. Just like the ladies they're very much interested in, abhushan, ornaments. So Jamuna, she's also a lady. She also likes ornaments. But what is her ornaments? Little groups of cows walking along her lovely banks. going. Devyaganda Bhakadamba Pushpa Raja Rushita. Again, this word Kadamba has come. Now it means the Kadamba flower, because Kadamba flower is not one flower, it's a group of flowers in a little ball. So he says, Devyaganda. There's a divine fragrance, just like English, Divya, divine fragrance, coming from those Kadamba flowers. And two meanings Rupa Goswami is hidden in this verse. One is the banks are covered with Kadamba trees. Other meaning is that the Kadamba trees are covered with Kadamba flowers. And this divine fragrance is flowing everywhere. This is Nanda Suno Bhakta Sangam Sangam Abhinandani. Nanda Suno Bhakta Sangha. That group of devotees, which devotees? The devotees of Nanda Suno. Rupa Goswami is very careful. He wants you to understand which person. Just like when you go to the hotel in India, you have to write your name, then they say, what is your father's name? So then you write, Gulab Chand Agarwal, son of Shyam Sundar Agarwal. Because there may be so many Gulab Chand Agarwals, but we want that one who's son of Shyam Sundar Agarwal. So he doesn't say Krishna. He says, Nanda, that son of Nanda Maharaj. Bhakta, that Bhakta son. Most devotees, some have come from this side, some have come from that side, some have come from the other side, some have come from this side. Early in the morning, they've all come, so Sangam to all of them, Sangam Abhinandani. Jamuna is doing their Abhinandan. She's welcoming all of the devotees. Mam Punatu Sarvadara Binda Bandhu Nandi. Unto that friend, daughter of the friend of all the lotus flowers, I eternally offer my respectful obeisances. So now we'll also offer respectful obeisances in that Jamuna. Be careful, the current is very, very strong. You may end up in Mayapur.
Remember, this is Braj Mandal Prakaman. There's another Kartik. You go with Maharaj. But this is Braj Mandal, so don't go too far in the Jamuna.
We have now come to Valmitirtha Keshi Ghat. We read from Srimad Bhagavatam, one of the last of the asuras that Kamsa sent to Sri Vrindavan Dham was Keshi. Keshi took the form of a gigantic horse. He came galloping into Vrindavan with such anger. His hooves were tearing apart the land. His tail was scattering the clouds. As he was running, the force of his body was shaking the earth as if there was an earthquake. Many of the pregnant cows and gopis of Vrindavan had miscarriages due to fear of the earth shaking. Keshi was creating so much terror in the hearts of all, and he was making terrible, terrible sounds, screaming, if you have ever heard a horse scream. But this scream was so loud, like a mountain, even the demigods in the heavens were frightened by hearing the terrible sound of Keshi. So it is impossible to even imagine what kind of a scene this terrible demon had created as he was running into Vrindavan. Krishna, who is always the protector of his devotees, came to this place and stood with his arm resting on one of his cowherd boyfriends. Very much undisturbed, and he challenged Keshi that you are creating such a terrible disturbance to all of my devotees. If you want to fight, I have come to fight with you. Hearing these words, Keshi attacked Krishna in great anger. Krishna picked up Keshi by his legs and he threw him about 100 yards. Keshi fell to the ground unconscious. Then when he came back to his senses, he was more angry than ever. His eyes were burning and glowing with red. He opened his mouth so wide. His mouth looked like the cave leading to death. He ran to Krishna with all of his force, tearing up the ground with his hooves, opening his mouth to swallow Krishna. Krishna very effortlessly placed his hand in Keshi's mouth. As he placed it in the mouth, all the teeth of Keshi fell out. Then Krishna's hand became hot as fire. Started burning Keshi, who was in terrible, terrible pain. Krishna's hand began to expand and expand and expand until it filled the entire mouth of Keshi, so no breath could come either in or out. Keshi started jumping and trying. He couldn't, no noise could even come out of his mouth. His eyeballs started coming out of their sockets. He started kicking his legs frantically in the air. Stool and urine simultaneously came out of his body. He fell to the ground. Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki. After having his hand in Keshi's mouth, Krishna came to the Jamuna in this place and washed his hands. So this is the place that Krishna killed the Keshi demon. It is called Keshi Ghat. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also came here, worshipped this holy place and took his bath. Every evening, just around the sunset, there's a beautiful aarti to Jamuna that takes place here also. Dinabandhu Prabhu has given us Rupa Goswami's warning that if you are attached to the family, friends, and love of this world, do not go to Keshi Ghat. So you have all, by your own free will, after being born, come to Keshi Ghat. So by the mercy of Krishna, you will lose all your attachments and attractions to everything and everyone of this material world. So I would like to humbly congratulate all of you. Now we will take bath in the holy Jamuna River. The ladies can go on this side, and the men can stay on this side. We have the whole area of the ghat to spread out and take bath. I think that we should have lifeguards also. Who is an excellent swimmer? They're all humble swimmers. Who knows how to swim with some experience? The Krura Prabhu?
Devanand Pandit.
Where is Devanand Pandit? He was in the Indian Navy for 15 years. Where?
Indian Narayan.
Lakshmi Narayan. Huh? Lakshmi Narayan?
That's that Lakshmi Narayan.
So my suggestion is we have one good swimmer near each ghat. If you're a man, don't look at the ladies. But if they scream, you should. And take care of your children. Very well. Thank you very much. Back in Jamuna, we'll go to buses. We'll go to Govindaji Mandir, where the buses are. We will return to the Fogel Ashram for prasad. And then this afternoon, we'll take buses back to Govindaji Mandir. We'll continue the parikrama of Vrindavan. Thank you.